Hi everyone, welcome to the Chilled Sisters. My name is Anita and it's nice to be here today. We had so many conversations which you would love to hear. I promise you're going to enjoy them and it was really nice to be here. Thank you. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And Emil says, Ladu, welcome guys to a brand new episode.
It's our 80th episode. Can you imagine?
You know, easy.
It's not
It's
easy. We have
not
been talking
easy.
for 80 episodes straight up.
You've been ranting, you've been disturbing people, you've been filling their ears with your wahala for the 80th time.
For the 80th
I
time.
apologize on our behalf, our beautiful listeners. It's such a milestone. It's not easy. I can't believe it's the 80th.
The 80th. Yep.
Alhamdulillah. You know, easy, Rashida, is
It's
it?
not 80. Do you know how many minutes that has been talking for 80 episodes? For 50 minutes, sometimes 48, sometimes depending on, yeah.
See, let's even leave it at 30 minutes average, Rashida.
Yeah.
80 times is not
80
easy,
times.
which
It's
is
not easy.
not even right.
Yeah.
So I'm super proud of you for holding it down. It's not
Ooh, thank
easy.
you.
Super proud of us for
Yeah, for proud of us.
being consistent, you know. It's I don't know. Super
Exactly.
proud. That's what I can say. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
And to celebrate our 80th episode, we have a
Always
guest.
bringing you something special.
We have a guest. Today, our guest is Anita. Brief introduction. Anita is my fellow school mom. Her kid.
What does that mean, fellow school mom?
Fellow
So you were a
school
school
mom.
mother too?
No, her kid and my kid are in the same class. So we are school moms. That was where we met. She was the one I was telling you about. Her kid likes my kid. They are friends. They talk about each other.
Always
I bullied
nice.
her. You know, I always bully my guests. Come, I bullied her. I said, you come and support your friend.
Anita,
That's
I
why.
apologize on behalf of this woman. That's all I can say.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. After I bullied her, I said, come and support. Why won't you come? She said, okay, let me come. Reluctantly. Yeah. No. I was happy No, she to. I wanted wasn't. She to. was happy to support. There's nowhere we haven't gone with Anita. Anita would try to explore London together, go places
Yes.
together. So she's
As
my,
it should be.
as it should be, she's my London person, my personal person here in London.
Your waka waka person.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's the word.
She's the one like I relate to if I have anything to get off my chest here in London. She's the person I go to. So thank you so much for being here, Anita. It's a pleasure. Take your flowers. And
Thank
thank you
you.
for being
Thank
my
you for having me.
thank you for London friend.
Thank you for having
This
me.
one that you're
Hi.
specifying location, London friend, Because
Australia friend,
of
Nigerian friend.
Nigeria friend. Yes, now anyway.
Anita, you are saying she's keeping you in a particular location, no?
Of
Well,
course.
maybe because we met in London,
Thank
maybe.
you. You see how
I know this wicked girl. I know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'm building friendship in different parts of the world. You can't blame me. You see, it is not my fault that I have different friends from different parts of the world. Please, the portfolio is getting filled up. It's getting.
Coming from the same person that was accusing me last week of having best friends.
I know she said she does not have a best
Oh, she doesn't have a best friend.
No, she said so.
She's
I
playing
don't
it
do
safe.
playing it
It's
safe,
good.
my dear. Anita, usually we start the podcast by asking everybody how their week went. Give us a rundown of how your week was.
My week, I don't know. So life is fine. So it's actually good. I went to the museum with Rashida. So yeah, we went to visit some of our ancestors in the museum. So
Yeah.
I think the week was actually cool and stressful at the same time. Having to wake up and do school runs, even though you're not the one going to get it. It's just a crazy thing. It is what it is, so it's all
Yeah.
fine.
You sis, you
Yeah.
wanna tell us about your week? What are you up to?
My week, per usual, Alhamdulillah, photography as usual. Reporting about Abuja weather. It's been harsh for 2 days during the week. The rest of the days were fine. What else? I think it was just a midweek for me. Nothing special happened. But Alhamdulillah, it was midweek.
This week, Anita, you did not give breakdown. I spent it with you this week, if you look at it
Well,
properly.
I just said we went to the museum.
On Tuesday, that was when we went to the museum. See what happened. I had been to the museum, and Anita saw my museum trip, and she said she had to go to the museum.
Oh,
We should go back. That's how we went to the museum. After so many complaints and hey, how are we getting there? Is the weather going to good? You have to check London weather before you go out. We did go to the museum, and I just have something to say. When we got to the African section, so we went to the African section. There
The
are different
world, yeah.
sections. I just want to say that where the African exhibition is, oh my God, oh my God, you have to be intentional about going there. The stairs are,
Really?
it's as if that's the end. You know, when you put something like
Last, last.
last, it's not everybody
Wait,
that.
Rashida, thinking about it, I think it's where we went through. Do you
That's the
understand?
only stairs we
Oh,
go there.
your point
I
of
think no. I
entry.
think at the part of yes, I think we went through the back. That was the reason why. You know, we came out from the front. And I think the African section is actually God,
on the fourth
no.
floor.
There was no other way to get to that place. In fact, the
And
last time I came to the museum, that place was closed. So I wasn't able to go to the African section.
I think it's like it's at the basement. Wait, judging from where we came in through, yeah. But going out, I think it's on the fourth floor. I don't know. The building is a little bit touchy.
Did you see
So
as
I don't,
well?
you know, before we conclude on where the African section, if it's right on our path or not, we have to go again and we have to go in through the main entrance. Can you remember you took us through the back?
The back of
I
where?
like this.
The main entrance. Probably go in from that place we went through. Okay, even if we had gone through the front, the stairs where we went out from, if we are going to the African section, we'll still have to go down through the basement. There's no way, any other way, to get to that basement. It's
Okay, so
one
are
step.
you saying now that these people put us in the basement?
That is what I am trying to say.
So we should go and fight them.
Thank you very much. Now you are talking. Now you are speaking my language. What do you want? What do you mean? Do you
You
think
see how I was quiet?
I'm just
I'm
lying
just
in your head?
listening. So the museum really stressed you people like that. Now
It did because the
I'll.
body that we went with kids and the body
It
that
did.
carried down those stairs. So and it was not just one stair, it was a
But
lot of.
if these people actually put Africans, what's it called, in the basement, I think it's wrong because we have
Because
more
of the
history.
African artifacts and
Well,
stuff. I'm seeing it from one angle, I'm seeing it from another angle because I know how stressful it was to take the buggy down. There was no
Down.
lift that was going down to that place. Anybody that wanted to go to the African section had to go through those stairs. So that was it for that one. So this is what happened. On the same Tuesday, our kid had cool photo.
Oh, okay.
Yosis, I came to dress my child up for school and he said, oh, today is his sports day. And I dressed him up in sports uniform. To cut the long story short, he went to school looking very rugged. And I saw all these kids dressed up. Everybody is ready for school photo. And I looked at my child. I said, can never be me. My child is not going to be the odd one out. I had to rush back home. And it's all I did not tell you was I had to iron the uniform when I got home.
No
I ironed
wonder
the
so
uniform.
you don't. You took a lot of time.
I ironed the uniform, then put it in the bag and rushed back. So I rushed back to school, gave his teacher to change him. I'm like,
You know what
yeah.
happened? She was contemplating on if she should leave the son like that or go back home and get uniform. Then I
School
was like,
photo that will be
yes.
forever.
Then I was like, okay, the school said they were going to give the boy a jumper, but the trouser was nice.
Yeah.
So she has two options. It's either she allows us to give him the jumper and let the trouser go, or she goes home and go and get a new pair of uniforms. You know what
Uniform,
she
yeah.
said? She said, so my own child would not be looking homeless, Abby.
No, but it's true. Rashida know I will support her on this 100%. She knows. No. Ah, this
Looking
old
like he
woman is
does
saying
not have mother.
she cannot be caught on fresh. It's a child that she will
Exactly.
leave. No, she's going back home. Oh.
She
Ah,
asked
if
you.
it,
I was like,
she's
you thought
going
you are
back.
going, you will go back home. She said, yes,
Ah,
I
she
cannot
will
leave my child to
go.
look homeless. I said, no, you
She
don't.
must go.
They say that you are a reception. Look at your picture. It does say, your mom,
And
your they
mom. told your mother, oh, that
They
today will
sent
be
email.
school
They sent email.
school picture day.
They
I was
sent
like,
email and everything. You know, I was actually proud of Rashida for
oh, thank you.
taking that
Oh, sure.
initiative to
No,
go
she did
back home.
try. She did try
Trust
as a mama.
me.
But as a
Trust me.
friend, that's where we have
Yes.
issues.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, if it was another mother, like other mothers I see, they don't care. I saw one parent and I
But
saw
that's
a
really
child.
sad, isn't it?
I saw a child was wearing a uniform and I was like, they're cool photos today. Why is your child putting on a PE shirt? She said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I said, ooh, okay. That's It's true. okay. It doesn't matter. I said, No, we are. okay. No, I give it to her. She said, I'm proud of Oh, you. Well thank done. you. Thank you. Well Thank
done.
you so much. Much appreciated.
He's a good
Thank
mother.
God. I'm trying.
No, you
We
need
are
to.
all
We
trying. We can
cannot
only
fight
try
on
our
top that
best.
one. It's one
Yes.
tick. We can
Yes.
never fight.
So yesterday, Eustace, we went to the park. And when we got to the park, the kids were playing. I was looking at them. I'm like, what are they enjoying this swing? I said, what are they enjoying? That was how I said, I'm going to try it. And I went on the swing and I tried. I did the course. I climbed. I did the
You're feeling dizzy.
I said, this is not nice now. And then that's what she said, wait. Me too. This thing that you tried, I will try. That was
Let me
how
try it.
she had us. I did that with our three children. I did it with my two children. And that's how we were climbing the swing. There was another person with us. She tried. None of us said, let us even try what the children
But
are doing. It was
to be
not
honest,
nice.
I don't know what they enjoy in that.
It was not nice at all. So
It
I
wasn't.
didn't, yeah, it
That's
was
why
not
they are
nice.
children now. I think it's the thrill of it
But we did the thrill
that
of it
excites
now.
them more.
We
You
did
are
that
you a
trick,
child?
even though, but like we I did it.
You're not a child.
Let me so that was fun. The thing I like, the thing, one
Wait,
of
oh,
the
you
things
guys
that
had a good week, oh. See the activities. I'm jealous.
no, we,
No,
no.
I'm really jealous.
Don't be, don't be.
I'm
Like
really jealous. No,
we
I
try
cannot
our
hide it.
best. Like we cannot, every time we take them to the park, let's even see what they are doing.
Yeah.
I like the fact that like when there's a suggestion or somebody brings something up, somebody's eager to try it and be okay, let's do it. We are not just looking at each other saying, you, what are you doing? It's a nice friendship group to have. The other moms were looking at us
That's
like,
beautiful.
are these people okay? And we are always in our world. Like
Okay, who are these ones?
we don't even care what anybody say. We are just there making noise. When three African
I love
ladies
it.
gather together, what do you expect? It's fun.
Fun, oh my say. No, not African ladies, please. Nigerians, our
Nigerian
vibe is
ladies.
different, oh.
Nigerians, yes, Nigerians.
Our vibe is different, please.
There was another elderly woman sitting down there. We were just cracking her up. She was just like, you people will not
I
kill
mean,
me.
people would think we are loud. We as Nigerians, they see us
Yeah.
as loud. But
We are loud. We are
we
loud.
are to an extent.
Yeah.
But then again, I feel most time it's not about being loud. I feel we are just happy set of people. We
We
whenever
don't suffer
wherever we
now.
are, we are wherever
My
we are,
sister.
always happy.
Anywhere we see joy like this, we grab
Yeah,
it.
we grab it.
Do you
Yes.
understand? Because
Yes.
the next minute now, something would have happened. You'd be demoralized. You are sad.
Yeah.
You are complaining.
Do
So that.
please, they should let us be. Please.
I saw one woman in the corner. It was just cracking her up. Then we started checking if our knees were okay and we're doing those. We're jumping on the floor and squatting to see if.
I saw those videos though on TikTok.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't. I should. You should.
Wait, you guys, were you able to sit up?
We
Yes,
Really?
we did.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'll report back when I do mine.
So it was
We
so
did.
fun. Everybody was trying there. Everybody got it at the end of the day. So it was nice. It was wholesome. I loved it. Yeah.
Love it for you guys. That's great.
So that was the week.
God, oh, I need this kind of fun week. ASAP.
Yeah. Takes me to my prayer of the week. I have a prayer of the week.
Give us.
My prayer of this week is that may God not test us or our family members any sickness that we'll have to spend our life savings in the hospital for.
Amen. Oh, amen. Oh.
Amen. You are just saving money. Then something will come up. Then you now have to.
The
And
fear of
that's it.
cancer.
And that's
Not just cancer, Anita. There are some disease, small, small. That's how you be withdrawing. Before you know it,
Yep.
you are looking
Yeah.
for contribution.
Yep.
Yeah. Like there are some diseases now. Oh, God help us.
God
See,
help us.
if I can add to that your prayer, Rashida, me, it's not even about the financial aspect. Any disease that will
Anything.
destabilize you and your family, say, God, please, it should stay
May they God take
far
it
away
far,
from
far
us.
away. Far, far, far
Amen.
away. Amen.
Kai. Oh,
Amen.
and think about it now. All these super rich people, sometimes it's not just the financial aspect of it. the emotional, psychological effect on you is even worse than the money. It's affecting every other aspect of your life.
Yeah,
Thank
even your
God.
family.
May God help us. God bless us
Amen.
with good health.
We always talk about like good health.
Yeah.
It comes with a lot of things. It doesn't just stop at the good health. It goes
Yeah.
finances, mentally, emotionally. It's a lot. It comes with a package.
Yeah, thank you. It's a package.
May Allah have mercy on us. Oh,
Amen.
amen. You guys, I have an unsafe space.
My network keeps fluctuating. See
Bye,
why
guys.
Anita say I can never go back to that country.
Well, the two things would
I
make me not
felt
go
it.
back.
I felt it in my soul.
Two things will make me not go back to that country. Because why are you guys buying a piece of egg for 300 naira?
Anita has a question for you. She said, why are you buying?
Anita, please. It's like you
I
are
said,
coming to stress me in this podcast. The way you are talking about Nigeria now.
well, because
Talk.
I'm just hungry. Two things will make me go back to that country. Why are you guys buying a
Ah.
piece of egg for 300? You make eat egg every day. How will I cope?
Anita, oh, you want to make me talk about Nigeria? You are
You
going to push me now.
My
Oh,
sister
you are
told
talking about
me.
egg. See, any protein now, if you're not well to do, just leave it. And it's sad because children need protein, right? So in the next 10, 15 years, you're going to have malnourished children with different kind of disease that you don't know why, because they lack protein. Fish, common ice fish that they used to believe is poor man that used to buy. One
Yeah.
ice fish now is going for 3,000. And I said one. How many pieces are you going to cut one ice fish? You now talk about is it chicken, beef, and a kilo of beef was how much before? So how much is people's salary? It's not only food, there are other things. Egg. Eggy. Okay, let me go back to Anita's egg. A crate of egg used to be 700. Then it
Yeah.
was capped at 1,000 for so long, let's say 4 or 5 years. Egg is now 6,000. It got so high to 6,006. Depending on the size now, you can get it for 5,000 each. So let's say every day your children go to school, 5 days, breakfast, this egg. Is it boiled, fried, whatever, mashed, whatever? Let's even say you use the crate of egg for 2 weeks. But it's not only your children that are going to eat the egg.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So 6,000 naira just egg. What are we talking about, please? It's really
It's
sad. These are just normal food now.
Yeah.
Before you know it now, people that buy egg, they will start looking at you like a rich person. Why? In
Egg.
just 2 years, they have plunged people into poverty. What is egg that
Yeah.
we are talking
Because
about?
the last crate of egg I
What
bought
is egg?
before I left Nigeria was 1,500. You can't buy it at that. And you want me to
Kai!
go to that country? You want me to go to
My
that
sister, you
country?
can no, you can come and
No.
visit now.
No, I'm
You can
not.
come
I
and
won't.
visit. Don't abandon us like
She said
that.
I cannot visit.
Sorry.
It's actually valid. You just think of it and you're
No, I
saying.
know where Anita is coming from because I have family members and friends and whatnot. I get where she's coming from. She's upset. Like, it's really upsetting. It's frustrating. She don't know. I talk about Nigeria sometimes, 2 days, I'm demoralized. I'm trying to like find something that will like make me forget and all that. And when I think about like what concern me, because there's actually nothing we can do about it. Isn't it the same set of people that have plunged into this state of poverty that are parading themselves? We have endorsed Tinubu for 2027. We're in 2025. You have not even
Stop.
solved the issues. Your policies are killing people. Arewa North, Northwestern governors have endorsed Tinubu. Is it the same North that they are killing people all the time?
It's too
But look at
sad.
what their governors are doing. I don't like talking about Nigeria.
Really, it's not a conversation to have, to be honest.
Because I'm living it, I'm here, I'm seeing it in real time. Do you
Yeah.
understand? I go to the market, I converse with people, and when I talk to people, they feel free, they open up to me. It's too much to take. Okay, let's say you thank God, yeah. At least you know bad as the bad, Anita. You're going to eat twice a day. Even if not, it's not in your house, you know a place where you're going to eat. In this same Abuja that we are, we have people that are living two different realities. There are people that cannot relate to what I'm saying because since they born them, this is the best time they are having in their life.
Yeah.
Do you get? You have some people's experience, they're like, wait, oh. In this same Nigeria that we are, and they don't care. That's their reality. So when you start talking about all these issues, like, what is it self? But he's trying now. He's trying how?
What did he do?
See, Nigerians can be hypocritical. You know it. So far as it not affect me and my family, everybody
Yeah.
go do all right.
Yeah,
But is
that's
that
it.
the right way of living? Is
No.
that the right approach as a
No
human being?
sympathy, no empathy.
Must it affect
Yeah.
you directly?
They just say it, but most of them, they are not like their brothers first. And you can see it even
Nope.
in a family unit, let's not even go far. In a family unit, you can see some set of people are, okay, the rich ones. They want to remain rich forever. They don't care if anybody is coming up. They won't help you. They'll give you the barest minimum. Like, you shouldn't come to their standard. You shouldn't be the rich one in the family. Let it always be them. When they are calling names, let it be their names they are calling. Don't call another person.
Will you say this thing is a Nigerian thing? Because here in the UK, we can see the Indians and Pakistans, the way they help each other. You see them teaching themselves the business, they bring their brothers to the country to start a trade or something. You hardly see a Nigerian do that. They'll rather tell you how difficult it is.
I think if I won't even remove any tribe from Nigeria that is good at bringing their brothers, I will remove the Igbo tribe, because we have seen it's a culture, it's a thing in their place. The Igbo brothers are helping each other, they are bringing each other up, they are happy for each other's progress. We have seen that happen a lot. But you see, my own tribe, they hardly.
It's not just your tribe. I have someone that was into a business. She was into this business, and then I was in Nigeria. I wasn't working after COVID. And I told her, come, I have money that I've saved up from my previous. Teach me this thing. Let me buy goods to answer. Do you know what she told me? It's not a good time to start business, so you know go fit do am now.
So what does she mean, like, you know go fit, like you can't do the business?
Like, she said it's a bad timing, that business not moving. But for Christ's sake, you are selling. You buy clothes every day, you buy human hair every day. But you are telling me that it's not a good time for me to start the business. I felt really bad, to be honest. Actually, she doesn't want to teach me. She doesn't want to show me her source of income. Maybe she feels I might do better than her. I don't know what in her head, but then again, that was how that whole business thing just closed. I guess I'm like, okay, you don't want to show me your way. I mean, show me where you know they show me. Oh, yeah, no.
And depending on
how do I articulate it? It's stressing and there's no need for it. Even abroad, you see. Okay, look at this last election now. Let's not even go far. Anita, you're talking about business. Yeah. Look at Kemi Badenoch now in the UK.
Oh, my God.
No, just that's the only example I'll give. What kind of life?
Oh, my God.
So you come to another person's country, right? You're prospering. You are in now. But you don't want any other person to come. It's just you, like, you. You go to Canada, it's the same thing with Nigerians. You go to US, it's the same thing. Once they have entered, if not, what is a Nigerian in the US supporting Trump? Somebody that is anti-immigration, he doesn't like you, wants you to go. Tell me. So far, I'm everybody should stay out. Then you have those that will even boldly come out granting interviews. No, the immigrants are too much.
Too much because you are what here are already. You?
And that's the mindset of Nigeria. Let me have it. Once me and my family have it, it's okay. Everybody can go to hell. See now, in this same Nigeria now, you can have somebody arguing for Tinubu. Like, no. I had one that was saying, it's not Tinubu, it's Buhari now. I say, 2 years in? This is somebody that we are living in the same Nigeria. Talk more of somebody that is outside Nigeria, that is having it fine. Well, see, if you people want to talk about Nigeria, I'll just keep quiet and be looking at you.
You are the one. You are the one living it, so we have to hear it directly from you.
See the way she's saying it. I with a grin on her face.
So you're the one living it.
It's fine.
I think you need to leave Nigeria.
Rashida, that would tell me I cannot relate. I hear that one steady.
I have an unsafe space. My mind is always thinking of bad things. You know, that thing that some people will say, if they see like somebody that has given birth early, then they see the kids have grown, they are now like siblings, and you'll now be saying, you'll now be advising, you see, this is why it's good to give birth to your children early.
Early.
Like what? If God did not do it for you that you gave birth to your child early, so it's a crime. If it happened to another person, where that other person was suffering, hypocrite. Maybe the person gave birth out of wedlock. It was them that was insulting that person. Said, oh, you gave birth early, do not come back again and say, if you give birth to your children early, who
else? But you know, a lot of Nigerians now, we lack emotional intelligence. Some things, must you comment on everything? Must you?
You say, if I give you, when the person, it's easy to raise children, when the person was raising that child.
Like, I saw a post about this children thing, and the post says some people who are their children and they have a whole family members to take care of them, to help them. Yes. They're now giving advice to who is doing it alone.
Alone.
I don't understand. Like, I gave birth to my child alone here in the country. You that you have a whole nation with you, you're advising me.
I don't understand.
I can't take you seriously.
I don't used to take anybody seriously. All my children, I took care of them alone. Alhamdulillah. Like, I'm even angry with my family members that nobody has come to help. Well, in the back of my mind, I'm just looking at them. I'm using one eye to look at them like this.
Like Vicky James, who is not a year old married, they're giving marriage advice that if you're tired, you should allow your husband. I'm like, are you talking? Are you for real right now? You are just 1 year old. What happens to when you start having kids and you can't do this?
Everybody was on Vicky James.
No, that advice was the best. I'm like, no.
No, like, it is the most stupid take I've heard in a while. Like,
oh my God.
Must you talk?
It was her brother. Then the mom came and gave advice to the mom. Said, oh, that if he's doing anything, talk to him gently. Don't shout. Even if it's us, the family members, like me now that I am his mother. If I do something to you, you know, because the way you are trained is different. You take it easy on me.
I don't care about what the mother says. That's their business. Whatever works for them, to be honest.
Whatever works but for them, like, yeah.
I'm just angry at Vicky for saying the shit she said. Because...
why were we expecting much from herself? Somebody said that she should have kept quiet and be doing video with your husband. Why were we expecting much from her?
I just think he's right enough to know what they are, know what not to say. To be honest, you don't have kids yet. You're advising people. Like, you're telling me now with three children that I'm tired after doing school runs, running around, taking them to park, coming back home. I'm tired. I need my time to rest. And mother comes and says, come, let's do that. I'm like, oh, come on, babe. Hello.
No, you see, Anita, it's all about the mindset right from the beginning. You see, they see sex as something that happens to a woman, not something you partake on. Mm. Did you hear her say, just open your leg and lie
your
down?
Leg, yes.
Like,
yes, that's what
like
said.
A funny chore. Do you understand?
She said, you don't have to do anything.
Just lie down. So you see, we talk about this and they were saying, these ones, they are feminists, they are whatever bullshit. It's like sex is something that happens to a woman, not something that she partakes in. That's why they're even telling you, just lie down. You know, you know, be human being now. It's not blood that is running. Just lie down.
Let him do and get up and
let him do and go.
Because you want to be a good woman.
Yeah, if it's satisfied, you don't need to be satisfied. You know,
satisfied.
It's a
one-woman.
It's
suffer,
a one-way
drink. No. Ask me out of that nonsense.
Because you have to be prepared, actually. Your body has
and
to
want. Do you know the sad part for me? Going to the comment section, of course, men, they'll support it now. Why wouldn't they? But the one that pains me is the woman that was supporting this. What she said is not wrong. All these single ladies that they are talking, don't worry. When
you marry, you will know.
Are you not seeing the married women that are saying what she said was rubbish? Do I need to be married to know what is wrong and right? Like, people are in a prison. Even prison itself, I think you have some sort of say about what happens to your body. Say, no, once you are married, it's not your body again. It's our body. I say, all these rules is for the woman.
Oh, God, please.
You know, there are some things you hear someone saying and you'll be so angry that you just feel like going into their space or their house and giving them serious warning. Like, don't... That was how I felt when she was talking. I was
like,
almost entering my phone.
Again.
Don't ever say that nonsense again. Like, I was so angry. That's how I felt.
You know how we always talk about how the culture, how they bring us up.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. This is what she's used to hearing. This is what makes you a good woman.
You know, it's all about being a good woman.
It's all about being a good woman. Yeah. It's all about being a righteous woman. And it's all about the fear of him not going to have it in another place. When you do it, at least you've satisfied. Yeah. So it's the fear of you've satisfied him. You've done what you're supposed to do. But the truth about it is a man that wants to go and get it somewhere else, we go and get it somewhere else.
That's it.
If you like, give it 100 times.
My mom would say, if you like, put pillow and wrapper, sleep inside. Oh. If you want to cheat, he will cheat. That is
simple.
Your prayer is having someone that is able to control himself, because it's all about control.
Yes.
Somebody that respects the marriage.
Contentment. I think it takes a lot of discipline for a
man.
It
takes a lot of discipline.
For a man to say, you know, it's just me and my wife.
And we have them. We cannot say we don't
have
them.
Oh, sure. Now them we know they make mouth to serve.
You get to see them coming out to mm-hmm. talk. But mm-hmm. they do exist.
Let me make you guys laugh. So there is this family friend of ours, a man, he's always posting the wife on social media. On WhatsApp status, like celebrating the woman, whether Women's Day, Mother's Day, In fact, randomly,
my wife.
I'll be so happy. Like, so this man is doing this. So I say it in my mind, I don't say it out. So one day, I was talking to my younger son. I'm like, so person keeps posting the wife. I like the way my husband said, you know, go shut up.
Anita, I think, did I read it somewhere or somebody posted it? I don't know. They said the couple that do the most on social media, they are the ones that have the most issues. So they're trying to compensate or hide something. Those that are doing okay, maybe, you know, once in a while, during celebration. But every time, my husband is the best. He is the main. My waiting.
You see that post you read? I believe it. I believe it 100%.
And ever since I read it, it has been proven true. Anytime I see, when you started this talk, I knew where you were going. As you said, there's this man that is always posting. I knew, but I wanted you to learn. Since I read it.
I started seeing that my uncle differently. When he posts the vibe, I'm like, I beg you.
He's about to do something.
You guys, let's play a little game. Name of anything. For example, a name of animals. Then I'll say I can name 10 animals in 30 seconds. They're useless. If you can name more than 10, 30 seconds, the person that has the highest number will be the one that we call the names. You get the rules. Anita, I didn't get it.
No, I don't.
For example, I say I can name 10 animals in 30 seconds. Then you will say you can name 11. Then Eustace will say she can name 12. Then I'll say I can name 13. Anybody that has the highest number will be the one that will lead best. Can you think if you can name it? If you think you can name more than the person, we'll allow you to do it and we'll see if you can name it in 30 seconds. If you get it, you get the point. If you don't get it, you minus the point. For
what am I getting at the end of it?
You point.
No, yeah. Why is the point to do?
You are the champion. Or don't, Anita, you have
it. You know, I don't joke. You know, I don't joke with money.
Anita, you don't need to get anything. Please. It's just a game. Enjoy yourself. See, every time that you must get something.
Get something for doing something now. How about that?
My friend. Are you guys ready? Who is going first?
Anita should. She's a guest now.
Me too. I should.
You don't want to.
I don't want Anita.
Rashida, as you are the one that brought the game.
Let me start. Let me rest my timer. So I can name, let me start low. I can name 5 boys in 30 seconds.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Because she has 2 already now with your husband now.
Number 3.
What with you guys? Let's play this game.
Okay. You said you can name 5. I can name 6.
I have 2 already. I can name 10.
You can get 10.
In how many seconds? Okay. So I'm going first, yeah?
Yusis, you're allowing her to go. She said she can name 10.
Yes, 10. I give her the floor.
I can name 11. Yusis has gone out. So it's me and you. We are the ones doing auction now.
Anita,
you said you can name 11, Abby.
I'll name 11, yeah.
Okay. I can name 15. By the time I give you my son's first name, second name.
15.
I already have the name. Should I
give up? I give up 15. Let me just 15. Wait. 15.
You should be able to do more than.
I can name 16.
I'm not doing that. It's only 15 I have. Thank you.
My time starts now. How many did I say?
You said if I name 16.
15.
16. 16. I said 15. Yeah.
You ready? My time starts now.
Okay.
Ahmed, Muhammad, Musa, Moses, Mike.
Musa, Moses is the same name. You cannot come and cheat us here. Moses and Musa is the same name.
Ahmed and Muhammad.
Ahmed, Muhammad,
same name. You see, it's just name.
But you cannot give faith. What is wrong with you guys? You cannot give somebody Ahmed and Muhammad at the same time. You have to give them different names. We should stop interrupting by
but it's the same name. It's the same name.
It's the same name. I'm not giving, but it's different. If you are giving somebody, you give them different names.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's give her that one. Let's just.
Okay.
But now I have that again.
Yeah, start. You have to. Yeah.
Please, can you guys give me your opinion when I finish?
Okay. Eh?
Are you guys ready? Michael, Moses, Mike.
Anita, you are the winner of this game. Forget this lady. Saying 16, 11, like play.
Do you want me to help you?
Are you good?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Joshua, Josh, Hamaru, Hamed, Mohammed, Isaac, Israel, Zion, Zane, Oh my
You
God,
guys think it's easy? It's
Alifa.
not easy.
Oh my God, I said how many? 10.
10.
Ten.
The next 6 were.
Ismaili, Jamal, Jamil,
Time
Anthony.
up, time up, time up, time up.
I said 14. I tried.
You tried, you tried,
You
you tried,
tried. You
but
really
anyway.
tried.
Who is going next? Your
So
turn.
the winner should tell us what she can name.
Okay, I can name. Okay, I know where to catch somebody. Four car brands.
Okay.
I can name five car brands.
I can name six.
You?
Yes.
Please, I want Rashida to name them.
Can they see car brands? What is it?
I can name Nanita, you're next, so I can name seven.
I can name four.
We are seven,
You
you
are
say
going
four.
up. She said seven.
So should I go?
It's me and you.
Please, please, please don't go. I want Rashida to.
I
Oh
want
God.
eight. I
So
can
I
name
said
eight.
seven.
I can
You
name
can name eight. I give it to you. Name eight.
God, like, God bless you. God bless you.
Name eight.
Okay, my time starts now.
It has started.
BMW, Range Rover, Tesla. Thank God. Did I say Range Rover?
You are not okay.
Ferrari, Bugatti, Audi. Remember one?
No, remain two.
No, two.
Audi. Wait,
Your time is up, Jai.
Your time
Your
is up.
time is up,
I beg
Jai.
you.
Your time
See,
is up.
Anita, to show you that Rashida is a thief, she did not even start with the small car brand.
Podcast, yes.
Do you understand? To show you
Yeah.
that this lady, be careful with her. She didn't even call them. I
I
didn't
went
hear
to call
Honda. I
Ferrari,
didn't hear
Bugatti.
Toyota. I
I
didn't hear
want
Nissan. I didn't hear Volkswagen. I
to
didn't.
set
I
out.
started
Oh
with,
God, this person
she said Porsche
BMW.
and BMW. I didn't even hear,
BMW.
she didn't even say
Ferrari.
Mercedes,
I said
Ferrari.
Ferrari. Bugatti. I
She
didn't
said
say Mercedes.
Bugatti.
I said
So I
Bugatti.
can actually name 10. Oh, I've already like listed seven.
Yeah,
you have.
I did not even mention
I like cars.
the truck now. What's the name of this
Oh,
truck?
what's the name of this truck?
That was the one I wanted to mention. Sure, I forgot.
Cybertruck. It's Tesla.
Cyber truck.
But it's Tesla.
But
It's
Cybertruck is the
Tesla.
name of the car now. It's not a
It's a
brand.
model.
The
It's a
model,
model.
yeah. Okay, I said
It's a
Tesla.
model, not brand. It says
Yeah,
Tesla.
I said Tesla.
That's why I was confused.
Yay! I tried. I tried.
What is yeah? You
You did well.
didn't win anything.
I didn't win, but
Yeah,
I.
it's a fun. You didn't win.
Whatever. I tried, sure. Yours
Yeah,
is
it's your
your
turn
turn.
now.
What can you name?
I can name five cities.
Ooh, five.
Five cities
Yeah.
in where?
Where?
In the world.
In the
In the
world.
world, okay.
Yeah. I can name six.
Cities in the world.
Yeah.
I think I can name five.
We've got six now,
Let's
Anita. You can't take us back.
me play safe.
You have to know.
You
It's
have to
either
go
you
upper.
upper,
I can't
you
go
maintain your
down.
silence.
Yeah, you can't go down.
Cities in the
Like
world.
somebody, I will never go down in Jesus'
Yeah.
name.
Amen.
Nigerians
Cities in the world. Okay, I said five. I'm trying to remember.
No,
Maybe I can
you
do.
can't. I said five, Rashida said
No,
six. So
I
you are
guess.
going seven or up.
You are going seven or eight.
Oh, man, I don't know it too.
You are out.
I'm trying to think. I can't even remember.
Yes, this go up.
I can go seven.
I can go eight.
I can go nine.
Ten.
I give you the floor. Give back.
Now you see, just go 11 and go.
No. I give
I
you the floor.
13 seconds starts now. London, Manchester, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, Italy, France, Rome,
France is a country. Italy
Turkey
is a
is a
country.
country.
Two
Oh, okay.
off.
Well, there
Two
is city.
off.
There is city.
No. There's no city like Italy, my friend.
Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi.
Makkah,
No,
please.
Saudi Arabia. Makkah is a
You say
city.
Saudi Arabia, oh.
Saudi Arabia. I said Makkah, Medina, two cities. You are distracting me. You are distracting me. I've won. I've won.
Anita,
No, you
did
didn't
she
win.
did she did she mention
You
the
didn't win.
10?
You didn't win. No, you didn't
We
win.
still
I've
have
won. You
three. You have
see,
three to go.
maybe you have to start all over because the cities
I
you were
can
even
never
calling,
start over. I can never.
the cities you were calling were confusing because you called Italy
Yes.
and France.
Why were you screaming
Oh.
and rushing? Only you.
To rush now because let's take the 10 cities: Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Tasmania, Medina, Makkah, Abu Dhabi, Dubai. Remain two more.
London.
There's London. There's Manchester.
No, Anita, you're not supposed to tell her now.
No, she said remind me. Nice. Let me help.
I've counted 10. Remain one more. And one more city is Abuja, Lagos, Ondo, Oyo.
Not the only Ondo.
I'm angry, Mio. Well done. Well,
thank you. God of best.
Congratulations, ooh, you really tried.
That was a good one. That was a good game.
No, you did well. I'm proud of you. Why are you so happy?
Because I won.
That's a valid question. Why is this one so happy?
A good episode. That's
you see, even though Anita, even though she's stressing my life, I give Rashida, she's not giving me my flowers. Was she this happy when we started?
She wasn't, to be honest.
You guys are not serious. You guys leave me alone. Leave me alone. You guys, and on that note, as the heavyweight champion of the game we play today, as the one that knows the cities of the world without any hesitation.
Two-star general,
give me my flash. Hail me.
Two-star general, because you won 20. Oh, is it one and a half? You didn't actually win that other one, no.
You got to hail me.
Anita, this lady should work for INEC. Because well, this rigging is not normal.
Yeah, it's inbuilt. She has it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Before they go any further, I want to say thank you so much, Anita, for coming on this podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Anita. You were fun.
Thank you for having me. I had fun.
Yeah.
Please, guys, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and give us a humble review. Anything you want to say, say it with your full chest.
And kindly follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can now watch us on YouTube. What are you guys doing now? Let's hang out with you, chill with you. We'll be playing in the background while you do your thing. Thank you so much for coming back every week. Thank you.